Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
I know that every one of us has our own journey, and what I find amazing is that we all start out with certain beliefs. Some of us, maybe in this day and age, are born truly aware, or more aware than I was when I was a kid, and I had things taught to me. And most people I talk to that are light workers or light warriors, whatever term you want to use, they started out similar and did this circle where you come all the way around to another place, and then with so many of us seem to meet in this spot, and we kind of come to the same conclusion. Now, and I say, what are the odds of that, and how does that come forward? It's not like there's a school you can go to, the Light Warrior School, and it teaches you, this is what you must believe. No, we've all kind of come to this conclusion. So this tells me it's more than just a coincidence. And we also seem to draw people into our life that are, I've noticed this, because when I first started talking about this and exploring this stuff back in the 80s and then the 90s, and then one day it hit me that I thought, I really believe there are a lot more enlightened people here in Upper Michigan than I probably give it credit. And I started meeting those people. So you shift your consciousness. Well, thanks to Reverend Debbie, my sister Debbie, as she likes to call me, her brother, her pain in the butt, but brother. We do a show together. We've done radio shows. Well, she has a friend by the name of Brenda. And I'd like to introduce you to a woman who's going to have her own website. She's very gifted, and she's just starting to get started. So we're going to welcome her in a very gentle way. Brenda Meadows from Gladstone. How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you so much, TJ, for taking time to help me get my name out there, because I truly believe I'm here to help people. And I like to say of myself that, you know, I'm a resource for source. I'm a willing messenger. You know, it's only through divine will that we choose to do anything, and it's through divine will that I choose to communicate with the spirit world, mostly to bring messages to people. A lot of people that I meet, their lives might be on stall because they're in such depths of grief.
So you are a psychic medium and a channel, and you just started kind of doing this where you get your name out a little bit. People come to you, and you deal with people that have lost, a lot of times as well, lost loved ones, right?
Yes, because I think people who have lost someone, like I said, they're maybe caught up in this whirlwind of grief, and they want to know, you know, is their loved one still out there? Is death the end? And for a psychic medium, of course, we know death isn't the end. When we leave this physical earth, we go into another plane, an enlightened plane, and we, of course, look after our loved ones who are still here on earth. So for me as a psychic medium, I'm clairaudient, which means I hear, clairvoyant, which means I see, and clairsentient, which means I feel. I suppose I could add claircognizant, because I do get information that is almost instant knowing.
The cool thing about this with you, Brenda, is that I know a lot of people who are just one or two of those things, and it's something I'm sure you can develop, right? You feel
yes,
that?
Yes, oh, absolutely. I believe we're all gifted, and perhaps many of us are simply not awake yet.
And that's a choice in itself, isn't it?
And it's a choice. Perhaps it's not for everyone.
But some people might. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I just believe it's my life's path. I mean, you're drawn to what your true path is in life, and for me, this is it.
At some point.
It took me a while to get
right
here, because I had another career as a historian, and it just wasn't right for me any longer.
Also, when you're younger, let's face it, I'm not perfect by any means, and I don't pretend to be, but I did a fair amount of boozing it up and having fun when I was younger, and nothing bad, but stupid stuff. And then you get to a point in your life where you start to, and you've had these little signs, I'm guessing, your whole life, right?
Right, exactly.
When did you first start knowing that you were psychic?
Well, I think mostly probably in my 20s, you know, I would start
You don't
to
remember
get,
as a child?
As a child, I really don't remember anything.
Okay.
And
what about
growing up
within your family? Are there other people your mother or anybody else?
Not that I'm aware of, anyone in my family.
Okay, because usually it's within the family. You see generations where it's passed down.
Yeah.
And I think we choose those families so we can kind of break
it. And they could very well be, and it just wasn't talked about. So if these were gifts, they were hidden gifts. But for me, I always felt the urge to learn, to know, to grow. And I always wanted to know about the paranormal and what are spirits and what's beyond death. And
right.
So I was already on that path of branching out and trying to learn what a lot of people consider bizarre, but for me it turned out to be quite normal.
Me too. And so, I went through phases where I was really into it and committed to it, especially in my 20s, 30s. And then like, well, I'm going to go party with my buddies this weekend, or I got things going on. And so we kind of put it on the back burner. And so what was the first thing that really hit you when you... that was something that you couldn't explain that happened to you?
Well, just little things. I was in college one time, and I was driving, and I was in the city, and I clearly heard a voice tell me, hit the brakes. And I hit the brakes, and the car next to me swerved into my lane and missed me by about a hair. Mm. And I just thought, of course you dismiss it. You know, the ego always wants to step in and say, well, that couldn't have happened. But there was no other way to explain it. So I went through my college years, and pushing at about 30, you know, a friend of mine started doing automatic writing. She said, you should try this. It's so cool. And I thought, oh, well, you know, I'll give it a whirl. And I sat down with a pen and paper, and immediately it flew across the page and started writing. And my spirit guides started to introduce themselves to me. And it was just that time in my life. So 30 is a pivotal year. And
Like that for a lot of people, you think?
I'm not sure. It was for me. I don't have any... My friend, I think she tried to try several times, and then she started automatic writing, but I don't know that she ever developed her gifts beyond that. And then it was shortly after that, I was reading a book, and I started to hear a voice reading right along with me. And I stopped reading, and the voice kept going. Wow. And I was introduced to one of my spirit guides.
How many spirit guides do you know about?
Well, there are two. There are others, but there are two that I work with directly. My personal guide is David, and I have another on Miriam, female.
Have you seen them? Have they shown themselves?
Yes, they have. They have shown themselves to me, just in my mind's eye. But spirit psychic mediums, I think it seems like they seem to see with their physical eyes. I see everything with my mind's eye, mm-hmm. So the images that come in, I've had to learn to trust what I'm seeing. And that in itself has been a leap of faith.
Right.
But oftentimes, you know, I get validation from people, of course, that I'm reading for, that I'll tell them what I'm seeing, and sure enough.
How many people, I know this is a stupid question, how many people have you probably read for? Any idea so far?
Not many. You know, it's been under 20, so I just got started this summer, 2014.
Okay.
But, you know, along this road of trying to get to the point where I actually wanted to step out of that fear zone and put myself out there, I'd be with friends and I would see things and I'd start to tell them what I was seeing. For example, you know, one friend of mine, she's a hairstylist cutting my hair, and she was talking about the man she was dating, and I saw, you know, a bouquet was tossed at me and landed in my lap. And I told her, I said, well, are you ever considering getting married? And she said, oh, no, I'm not getting married. And within a year, she was engaged, got married. I attended the wedding and caught the bouquet.
Wow.
So spirit has a sense of humor.
I guess it does.
But there have been times where I've said things like that, and then I'll get no. And then I feel foolish for having mentioned what I said. I thought, oh, why did I say anything? You know, it must have been just my imagination. And then it's not too long after that I get validation.
And not everything that, you know, when you look into the future, the way I feel about this and the people I've interviewed before and my own, you know, you get a feeling of what could happen, but there's no guarantee.
Exactly. You know, I think our paths are open, and I don't often get dates for anyone or their future events. I get a feeling for what may come into their lives. But my own guides are hesitant to say, well, on September 25th, you're going to be doing this. They just don't do it. You know, it's all about our choices from moment to moment, and our paths can change.
And how and also, I guess it's the way I understand it, but feel free to jump in and put your two cents. But we make a plan before we come here. We have the freedom to alter that, change that plan along the way. And we're constantly doing that when we're at sleep at night, we're meeting up with others astrally and working on things. And this, someone once told me that's what deja vu is. It's remembering this practice. We're practicing what we're going to do. And so when we see it again, it's like, oh, yeah, we were practicing this the other night. What we're going to do in our next, we're constantly creating because that's what we are, these beings. So even while we're here, there is that continual creation going on. You and I corresponded a little bit before you decided to come on the show. And we both had a really good feeling. It's funny how you just know, now I do especially, you know, you trust it. You trust the energy that you feel about. And I really want to have people, anybody's welcome to come on here and talk on my show. It's not like, this is for rocket scientists only. Because I wouldn't qualify. So it's like, you just develop this energy, this good energy that you feel. And I really love it when people, I think, are genuine and down to earth. But they don't have to be. Because we all are on that journey, you know. If you got something to say, and you might be full of yourself and say it, and that's okay. But I like connecting with people, and I just had a real good feeling about yourself. And then you started telling me what you were sensing. Now, what was it that you were seeing in this connection?
Well, for us, and you being in the radio business, I emailed you. I saw us meeting today, and I could see this electric blue cord coming from us and going deep into the earth and anchoring this, solidly anchoring what we're doing, and then spreading up into this beautiful electric blue tree with all these electric blue branches coming out. And connecting to our branches were branches from, I say, other trees coming in and connecting, entwining with our branches. So it was telling me that our partnership is forming solid communications, positive communications, and has far-reaching effects. You think of branches and how they stretch out,
right,
reach outwards,
right,
and that's what's happening. I think it's a matter of following that thread of intuition to take that leap of faith and mm-hmm. communicate with another person, because this didn't have to happen today. You and I both had to agree on it. And, I mean, it was since July, I think, Deb had mentioned you
right.
to me.
She told me,
and gave me that, and then forgot,
and
I just kind of put aside and got busy with my own life.
So it happened.
So now it happened. We finally both agreed on it.
When it was ready.
Yeah, when it was ready, it manifested. But then again, too, we could have chosen not to, and this
exactly.
didn't have to take place. So for anyone out there listening, I would say if you have that thread of thought, that intuition, follow it and see where it leads, because that might be your angel guides or your personal spirit guides telling you, go here, do this. And if you get a positive feeling about it, it's well worth investigating, because it's all about choice points, where we want to go with our lives. And we can sit idly by and let it pass us by, or we can act on it.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Because I think it's cool when I get people in here, and sometimes I'll have people that work here pop in. And of course, we're not live with this program, but... And Debbie's done this for me and many of my friends, Joy and all those people, just for the fun of it. I think it's kind of fun, too. And I get a little freebie stuff here. But but you don't have to do it if you don't want. But is there anything you're picking up around me? Anyone, anything at all?
I can see a man coming in from behind you, an elderly gentleman. Looks like he's wearing kind of a flannel shirt. He says you're your grandfather.
Really? Is he willing to give out a name? Initial?
It sounds like an R or Randolph. Do you know a Randolph? Randolph? Is there a man named Randolph?
The funny thing is, you know, Debbie
working
did...
Working with Randolph?
I never met either one of my grandfathers. They both were dead before I was... One died the year I was born, and he was in Germany. And the other one was born a few years before, or was dead before I was born. A few years.
You said too many butterflies in my stomach. I can't.
Okay.
I can't
That's
get
cool.
a reading on it.
Is he showing you anything at all? Any kind of images or...
He's showing the butterflies in my stomach, so he's just saying too nervous to actually get a reading.
You know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? I'm going to edit that part.
Okay, please do.
Because I don't want you to look like...
Yeah.
That's fine. But Randolph, I don't even remember my grandfather's. That could have been on my dad's side, but I don't remember what his name was. It's been so long. It's not my grandfather on my mom's side, and he's the one that's been coming through before. But that's okay. Let's move on. Ready?
Okay.
Just let it go.
Okay,
go.
All right.
And just, I hope you're relaxed. I hope you feel relaxed.
Well, I do have butterflies in my stomach, but...
Okay. Yeah. I shouldn't put you on the spot. My apologies. So you got started by, when did the first time that you decided, I'm going to do a reading for somebody? How does that come about? Did you just like practice on friends or family or something come to you?
No, I just leapt right in. I said, I got a group of friends together and said, look, I'm going to start doing this now. And if this is going to work, I just need to get overcome my fear of, you know, is this going to happen or not? And just do it. And so I gathered a group of three friends together, one that I knew well, and the other two, one I knew well, one I hardly knew, and one I had never met. And so they came over to my house, and before they came, I was, you know, I like to use white sage smudge sticks to raise the vibration and clear any negative energies out of the way. And so I was doing the rooms in the house, and I keep my space clean anyway, negative vibrations. And I was smudging and asking for only the highest vibrational energies to come through and doing all the rooms. And suddenly I kind of felt this cosmic pause, and my spirit guide said, you know, if you close the doorways to the fourth dimension where the spirit guides are, they're not going to be able to come in through the people that you're trying to read for. And there was laughter. And I said, okay, I'll tone it down a bit. And then I had to revise what I was saying, and please allow the relatives to come through for my friends. And
yeah, you're so worried about protecting ourselves.
Exactly. I was actually closing a door that I didn't need to close. So that was funny. So I had to laugh about that.
Do you ever worry about, like, that you could draw on the wrong thing? Or you, it's just knowing how to protect yourself.
I think it's wise to protect yourself. I'm not sure if that I would, but I think it's a good idea to cleanse your space. I mean, I know that there are negative energies out there.
How did you learn to do cleansing? Where did that come from? There's not a book you read, right?
No, there's not a book that I read, but just working with other people and being what in the metaphysical environment, white sage smudge sticks are recommended. That I like frankincense and myrrh incense as well. And it does raise the vibration. It helps clear energy. And
if you look back in the Bible, they talk about that.
Yeah.
And you look in churches, they burn that stuff. So there's a reason. And what I understand is the smoke also kind of draws the spirits out, right?
Yeah. And it's just my method. Praying, of course, always will clear a room. Call your guardian angels to come in. You know, envision white light in every room that you're in, and that will also raise the vibration and clear any negative energies out.
So, now, you work with the angels as well, right?
I do, yes.
And so, when you're dealing with somebody, do you ask the angels, do you ask your guides, or how do you communicate? If somebody has a question for you, how do you communicate with the other side or with just spirit?
Well, just spirit, I'll ask for the ascended light beings to come in, angels, my spirit guides, and I wait to see who's coming through, and they'll say, well, we're the ascended light beings of unity consciousness, or I'm your guardian angel, Miriam, or whatever. But oftentimes I won't get a name if it's just the ascended light beings. They're just a unity consciousness of light, and they come in to help heal the earth, help raise the vibrational energies of earth.
So you talked about, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Something hits my brain and it just comes out of my mouth. But you talked about us being light warriors, and I've heard this term and I believe it too, and I use light workers, light warriors. But warriors rings true to me because I know I've been a warrior in the past and previous times, and I really believe I'm here now for that reason because I'm not going to stop, you know. So define what that is in your terms. What is a light warrior?
Well, we fight the good fight. We're here to raise the vibration of Earth's energy, you know,
Why?
Disseminate the negative energies. Well, people don't realize even your thoughts, of course, your thoughts, your actions are all energy. Your words are action, or your words are energy. You know, someone who has angry words towards another person, that energy goes out, and it has an impact.
But why are we all doing this now? What's the purpose of, you know, I'm guessing this has always been around, but it seems like there's more of it now.
There's more light now because it's time. It's time for Earth to ascend from beyond this heavy third-dimensional reality. We need to wake up.
How did you come to that?
Well, I just from reading books and encountering other people and realizing that, yes, you know, this is it. And I can feel as an empath as well that the energy has shifted. It feels lighter to me. Readings are easier. Communicating with spirit guides is easier if you're open to it. And they're telling me as well that they are infusing this planet with light. You know, we need to move beyond the criticisms of each other, the angry thoughts, the angry actions, and start opening our heart centers to love. You know?
And the thing is, you know, because I'm going, why? Why, you know, but it's like when I the research I've done, my own feeling on it, the people I've talked to, the many books I've read, this was a place at one time, I think when it started out, that was light. And then there's like agreements or experiments that go on. We want to experience physical life in many different ways. And because we're these little creators. And so this was a place for a long time where we wanted to experience duality and separateness. And now we're coming back out of that cycle, if you want to call it that even, which of course the Mayans were talking about, right?
Right.
And so we're heading back into that time of the Godhead or greater awareness. And it's all part of an agreement, or it's all part of, it's known. And so the beings here that don't like that, well, I don't want to be a part of that. They'll find somewhere else. It's simply, it's that simple, I think, is that we are, and those of us that are light warriors, well, they're not going to give it up easy down there on planet Earth. So we're going to go down there. We're never going to hurt anybody. We're never going to push anybody. It's only love, light, but we're going to bring that light with us, and we're not going to let go of it.
Exactly. And I like what you said about we're creators. We are indeed creators. We are here to anchor the light, and it's a choice. Do you want to continue along with this world where everybody's struggling, or many people are struggling financially, and illness and worries and fears, or let go of it? Choose to let go of it.
Do you believe there are worlds in the universe that don't have any of this at all?
I know there are worlds out there, dimensions that have none of this. There are ascended light beings out there that help, that work with Earth beyond just the spirit world. And
you talked about these ascended light beings of unity consciousness. Now, everybody's that I talk to, you know, psychic mediums, they all kind of have their different ones that they communicate, or we use a different phrase. Now, can you define what these beings are?
They're beings of light that focus their full intention on raising the vibration of Earth, helping all of us raise up our vibration in the process. I mean, Earth has been held hostage for centuries, as you mentioned, by beings that really had no business coming into this plane, but they did. It was allowed, and now it's time for the negativity, the dark energies to go, and many have been cleared away. Mm. A lot of people believe that Earth is going to end, and Earth is not going to end. Earth is not meant to be destroyed. Earth is a vital part of our universe, and it impacts other dimensions. I mean, we're a living blue planet, and we're here to be a part of the cosmos. We're not meant to be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. And so, again, like all things, what I find is the way that the universe is set up is that pretty much anything's allowed, because this is an illusion more than anything.
Yeah, we have free will.
And so even if you say, well, I'm going to be in the darkness and I'm going to do this, they always have the evil laugh.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you can't stop me. Well, that's fine. And the way it was explained to me, because why now? Was it part of an agreement? Also, when enough people, enough beings that are here say, we want to change. When enough of them say that, then that's when the change starts, the wheels start turning. Okay, now you want us to come down there. Okay. And then so more and more of us show up. And then as you and I talked about through our emails, I believe, was the collective, right? And so how does that work in your mind?
Well, the collective, I believe, is, if you want to talk about the human collective, people on Earth.
Well, the collective of when enough of us kind of like, you were talking about the monkey. Remember?
Oh, right. I think it was the 100 monkeys. I believe if enough of us raise our vibrational energy, and I don't know what that number is, it's going to reach everyone. Suddenly everyone is just going to wake up.
In an instant.
And
when that happens, then what happens here? Darkness goes.
Darkness can't hang on to the light. Darkness isn't the light. We are the light. You're the light. Be the light.
Now, how do you see those that are in the darkness? Are they different than you and I?
I don't see them. I don't try to touch on them. You feel the negativity of darkness, and it's sometimes what we create when we hang on to our
right.
negative feelings and our actions towards
but
other
I mean,
people.
Were they beings that were once exactly like us? Are they still in their highest place? Still?
I don't know. That's never been revealed to me. And I try just to focus on the light and the positivity and try not to even put it in my consciousness. Who are they? What are
it's
they?
Not good to
what are they doing?
And
I, so I don't know.
Because it becomes part of. But I guess the way I feel about it is we all evolve. We all are given the great freedom. And so let's say it's like getting in a rut. Mm-hmm. I'm in this rut, and I'm never going to change what I'm doing. You're allowed to be in that rut. Well, okay, but I don't try to change. We're not going to try to change it, but things around you may change, and you may want to go somewhere else or come back to where you're from. Oh. And that's kind of how I see it. It's like they just need love. And if they're ready to come back to that, they will. Because I think all things...
Absolutely.
We're energy at our source. We're thought. And so, and there's this highest self that exists. And we've lowered to get into the physical realm, the way I understand. I don't know if that's what they've told you. Similar,
yeah.
And so by doing that, that's part of why we maybe forgotten some things being down here. And again, this is like a playground. It's like you really can't get hurt.
And it's a choice. It's like, you know, looking at your day and seeing in front of you, do you want to carry the feather with you, the light, the love, and all the wonderful energies you can carry, or do you want to carry this 100-pound weight around with you?
And
the emotions and the resentment, everything that the trauma that's happened in our lives.
And it
let it go. Let it go.
It makes you feel better and feel healthier, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely.
It's like when your heart is singing with joy, there's no better feeling.
And it's a choice. You have to allow the love in.
Right.
And they say love is the most powerful force in the universe.
Well, not
and
just that.
That's absolutely true.
You know, as I look at the whole picture here of what's going on, and I've looked at it for many years, and I'm not saying 100% right, but there's a deliberate with our media and certain things to keep us focused on those things because they're all part of that. And this is where the shift is coming in. Eventually that will change. So if you watch a lot of negative TV or music or movies, that is going to affect you. And that's really what they want, to keep you right where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing you can do is step away from that and maybe start listening to music that lifts your spirit. And if you're going to watch TV, watch Little House on the Prairie. That's all I can think of right now. But that makes me feel good. What's her name they called her? You remember what I'm saying?
Oh, Laura Ingalls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his nickname for her? Remember, he had a nickname for
half pint.
Half pint. But Daddy, and it was always heartwarming, you know, and made you feel good. And those are the kind of things, and I think, you know, you can find movies that can do that if that's what you want to do to entertain yourself.
Absolutely. There's so much violence on TV, and it's been, you know, several years where my guides just almost want to click the TV off for me if I'm watching anything with violence in it. So I stick towards, if I watch anything at all, which I watch very minimal, comedies and things that make me laugh and feel good. You know, if it's a movie, it has to be a feel-good movie or a comedy, again.
Something that'll raise
your vibration up.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to realize what we watch and what we hear, it has an impact on our energy
and
our body.
And there's a reason that it's out there.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, they're putting it out.
So I think if we all stop watching and listening to that stuff, it's not going to have an audience. It can't exist.
By the way, listening to this show right here and Brenda's show, which she will have one eventually, that's been proven by scientists to raise your vibration by tenfold. Okay, I'm goofing around. So if somebody wants to contact you and get readings, what's the best way to go about doing that? Do you want to give out your number? You can do that on the show here.
Oh, sure.
We can give out an email so if you're more comfortable, and I'll post that. Would you be more comfortable posting an email?
Let's go ahead and go with an email right now.
Okay, so what is your email? We'll say it here, and it'll also be posted on my site.
Meadows_B@charter.net.
Okay, and you do any kind of readings?
I do, and I just ask for the appropriate energies to come in when I'm doing a reading, and we go from there. And usually I have a Kleenex box handy because often the tears start flowing, which is not my intent.
But it tends
to hit emotional chords at times, especially if it's a relative that's crossed over.
And so you start.
There's always emotion.
You
there.
Start crying too?
I've teared up a little bit. I try not to be crying when I'm giving a reading,
right.
But I can empath the energy coming through,
right.
And it strikes an emotional chord in me also.
Well, what you're saying is so true. I've talked to so many people that are psychic mediums. A lot of them, when they start out, they go through that. And then there comes a point where they take the next step and they can kind of separate from that a little bit. And it's just all about taking steps.
It's all about taking steps. And, you know, whether there's tears or laughter at the end of a reading, everyone I've done a reading for is just so grateful. And so it's a service. It's my life's path, and I'm glad to embrace it now.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get there.
It's taken a long time to get here. Yeah.
And you made that decision, a couple of years ago?
I made that decision a couple of years ago, yeah.
That's a big step. I applaud you for that.
Oh, thank you.
And as far as being genuine, I can only tell you what I feel from Brenda, and I really feel, and she wouldn't be, I would never wish anything bad to her, but I wouldn't invite her back if I didn't think she was genuine. And she's going to come back, hopefully. And I wouldn't be assisting her on her own website and maybe having her own show. So that's my recommendation, although we haven't done any readings together. I can just feel that she's a very genuine person. Don't take my word for it. Send her an email, communicate with her, and see what, you know. I'm sure she'll talk to you like all the people I know that have really good hearts. They'll at least, you'll talk to them a little bit and make them feel comfortable.
Absolutely.
And answer questions. And it's like, well, that's $50. That's one question. Thank you.
No, I would never do that. And if I couldn't get anyone to come through, I wouldn't charge anyone anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's like a refund.
Well,
your afterlife refund. Your afterlife refund.
Right. You know, if I can't provide, I think that'd be wrong to charge someone.
Right. That's cool.
If the service isn't there.
You do Reiki too?
I do Reiki also.
Awesome.
I'm attuned at the master level.
Awesome.
And I've helped other people. One of my friends who's struggling with fibromyalgia, she's starting to feel so much better. And I saw her the other day and she just thanked me for the wonderful Reiki treatment I gave her. And that is just, if you're not familiar with Reiki, it's the Japanese hands-on technique of channeling divine light and energy through the person's energetic body. And
that was a technique not that long ago that was developed, but it really, I think it's an ancient.
It is.
It has to come from everything we have. You know, I've talked to so many different people. I had a friend I talked to last night. He knows this amazing fellow down in Florida. And this friend of mine lives in Florida, and this guy works with a crystal wand almost, and he uses that charged up crystal energy to heal people. So there's many, 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 many different ways that you can go about. And I think these teachings have probably been around since we came here.
I have no doubt. It's just that I've been attuned through the Dr. Mikado Usui method. And so I work with the symbols that I was given and the appropriate techniques. But I also channel, I'm a channel in my own right, so I tune into the highly ascended energies that I work with when I'm doing readings. So it's a combination of Reiki and, you know, angelic presences and ascended light beings. And I ask for just the highest vibration possible when I'm doing a Reiki treatment and, you know, make the person feel so much better for total body wellness.
That's awesome.
That what we all strive for.
That's awesome. Right. It's amazing because maybe we don't have to realize we have to be dependent on pills. And this may have their place, but more and more I think we're going to discover that it really has to do with this body, mind, spirit more than, and especially the energy around us, what we've created within our own energy field.
Oh, absolutely. It is most certainly a body, mind, spirit connection. And it's how our thoughts and our actions affect us, affect our own energetic body. And holding on to negativity can create blockages in the body that can manifest into illness.
And the body's really warning us.
And the body can warn us, give us warning signs well in advance.
That's why it's happening, because the body's saying, you know what, you're not balanced. That's why I'm getting this disease. You want this to get worse? You better let go of your anger.
Yes, let go.
Or you better let go of your holding on to things. We're really meant to be beings of balance. And when we're not, is when things start to show up, I think.
That's it, exactly.
And some people, there are some people out there that may develop a disease for another reason altogether, because they've chosen a life to bring awareness to that disease, or they've decided that, you know, maybe they're going to champion that in this lifetime. And we think, well, why would you die? Because I want to make it aware. Death is not a big deal where I come from. We're saying that to ourselves, basically. So we come here and so you look at, I look at celebrities that get these diseases to bring things aware. Did they bring it forward out of their thoughts, or was it a plan? And I think it could be.
Believe, like you said, it's a plan. It's part of their life's plan when they came here. It was greed before they incarnated on Earth. And so you have that part of illness, and you have the other that, like I said, sometimes we do to ourselves unintentionally. We hold on to negativity. And it's a good thing to balance your energy daily. Ask for the light. Ask for your guides every day to come in and help you.
And do you try to teach people as well that they can do a lot of the things that you do? Do you try to reinforce, give them, because we really all have the abilities, right?
We all have the abilities, and like we said earlier, just I believe some people really aren't awake. So if that person's interested in listening, absolutely. I would say meditate, try and communicate with your spirit guides, your angels, ask for signs that they're communicating with you, ask to have your consciousness raised, your conscious opened up, so you can communicate with...
We have to ask questions.
We have to ask questions. You have to ask. They're not going to come in and just impose on your free will, because we all have divine free will. So it is very important to ask.
And you have to ask the right questions. Who's going to win the race at the Pimlico?
And the lottery numbers are.
Pimlico tomorrow in the fourth race. Which horse? Thank you. And maybe even sometimes that happens. Maybe you do get an answer.
It hasn't for me, but fingers crossed.
Well, I really appreciate that you came in today. And I hope you feel more comfortable now.
I do, and I'm so grateful for everything you do, TJ. And like I said, you provide the golden platform for people like me to come in and get the word out there.
Well, this is not a big deal, because you and I talked about this before we even came here.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be grateful, because we planned this. I'm just following through on my end of it. let's look at it that way. I'm just following through. If I didn't, then I'd say, you know, I'm really a little ticked off with you, because you said, and I go, well... Things change.
Well, like I said, it's all about choices. This could be happening in December, but I think I got a cosmic kick in the butt to move it along. At least
that's
I did.
Happened to me, too.
Yep. That happens to the best of us. That
happens over and over, because that's what we want. You know?
It's what we want. If we're not listening, not paying attention, they're trying to get our awareness. It's that kind of...
You seem like a really awesome person. I really am glad that you came in today, and I hope that we can do this again fairly soon. At some time, would you do that?
Absolutely. Invite me back anytime, TJ.
Well, we can do some readings or something if you feel comfortable with that.
I do.
And again, your website, which we're just getting underway right now, Soldier of Light, but it's spelled
SOULDIER.
Yeah, that's how you spell Soldier. Soldieroflight.podbean.com, which I'll have a link to as well. And eventually... you're going to be posting different things on there, and you're also maybe going to have some of your own interviews.
I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, it's really nice to meet another person on a similar path.
Oh, likewise. And blessings, peace, light, and love to everyone out there listening. Be safe, be well.
So this is the end of the show, right? Not exactly. We wrapped it up. We were, ready to call. I was going to actually edit out that part you heard me talk about earlier, if you were listening close, where I said, I'll take care of that. I don't want you to look bad, Not that I want to mislead people, but she's very uncomfortable. I can just feel that she's a very genuine person, very humble person. I'm talking about Brenda. And it's her first time doing it. And I don't want to intimidate people. I really don't. So we decided to leave this in. And why? Well, first of all, tell us again about this guy that you thought was connected to me.
Well, I said that I could see an elderly man coming in behind you, standing behind you, and he's wearing a flannel shirt and kind of had a bulbous nose, a bit of a belly, and he said his name was Randolph.
And I knew nobody, and you thought maybe it was a grandfather, and so I knew I had another appointment coming in, and Jane was coming in to do a commercial here with us. And so you were already walking down the stairs saying goodbye.
Sure, blush-faced, walking down the stairs saying, oh, great, this is my first meeting with TJ. He's going to think I'm a total fraud.
No,
oh,
I didn't.
Thank you, Spirit Guides.
I didn't think that at all. And it's just funny how things work. This is so amazing. So then I thought, you know what? Say something to Jane. I don't know what prodded. Well, I know. Something prodded me. Jane. So Jane's here as well. What happened? I come up to you, Jane?
And, anybody could research me and say, hey, I know that lady. She knows this person. There's a connection. Unfortunately, I do. I know many folks that have passed away. No one could have guessed that Randolph was a very dear friend of mine. And I guess you hit it right on the head. You said exactly what I needed to hear today. I'm sweating with goosebumps. I've never felt this before. This is honestly my very first experience with a professional such as yourself, and I'm amazed. I'm truly I'm inspired by your gifts. What you have and what you possess, can help so many people struggling with folks that we know that have passed away, and I'm grateful I'm here right now.
Well, the experience helped me too, because I'm just taking that leap of faith and offering my services to do readings for people. And I still have fear within me. Well, what if I have someone in front of me and no one comes through and they're going to think that I have no gifts whatsoever? And so I needed this to happen for me as well.
Yeah.
So it really was just proof positive that I'm on the right path.
Yeah,
and I do have a gift, and indeed, I love to help people. You
know, if this was a scheduled meeting, I might have wore my aunt's bracelet and my best friend who I lost her jersey, and probably would have anticipated that spirit or those spirits would have came forward. But like I said, for you to say this, boy, it clarifies you truly have a gift.
Oh, thank you so much, Jane. Oh.
Do you remember what he said with a message, or do you want to relay what was said?
Well, please.
Do you remember? Because you're conscious when this is going on, right?
I'm conscious, and I'm channeling. And he just said he came through for her with so much love that she helped him a great deal, and he knows that she's struggling right now a little bit with, you know, her own energy and maybe people taking advantage energetically, that she has such a big heart, and he wanted to let her know to stay in her heart space, to not allow people to drain her energy, to call on the divine light, you know, of love and healing. Surround yourself in that bubble of pure white divine light, and then draw on the love in your heart and just hold on to your energy. But do help people.
Yeah.
Just put that protective barrier out so they're not draining you.
And was that pretty spot on?
Oh, it was the message I needed to hear today. It absolutely was. And that's not just a random thought that can... If you know me and you know, talk to me, I'm always yes. And thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, blessings. My pleasure.
This turned out incredibly well. That's all I can say.
Oh,
thank you, guys.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.